This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Dr. Sabrina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm blessed, and yourself, Omega Man. How are you?
Hey, I'm encouraged today. Good to be here with you. Folks, welcome aboard. We are live with Dr. Sabrina Sessions, pastor of Miracle Internet Church, here on Wednesday, August 18, 2021. And Dr. Sabrina, you do a radio broadcast. Tell people when you broadcast and how they can tune in.
We broadcast Miracle Internet Church on every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. You can find us on our webpage, and our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And if you peruse our website, you'll find that you can go to our archive sermons if you missed tonight's service and recast the broadcast and listen to it, along with our 11 years of broadcast that we have had of Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian Internet ministry and a local church assembly here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we broadcast on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live from our local broadcast, our local church. So we just want to thank the Lord for His goodness and for the saints of God that have come together to do the will of God in their lives. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Dr. Sabrina, welcome back, and would you like to open us up in prayer? The mic is yours.
Thank you. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the opportunity of life. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that come with being a part of life in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the persecution. We thank you for the misunderstandings. We thank you, Lord, for every time we have been denied or rejected because we are a part of you. We thank you, Lord, that we know that if we suffer with you, that we will reign with you. We lift up to you, Lord, all of those persons around the world that are in danger of losing their lives because they're Christians. Many of them will become martyrs, Father. We ask you, Lord, to give them the strength, courage, and boldness that they need. We ask you to release your warring angels and praising angels over them, Father. We ask you to surround them with the wall of fire, with your glory in the midst, Father. We ask you, Father, to touch their family members that are in hiding and comfort them. Holy Spirit, comfort them now in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the work of the hatred and the murder spirits that are attacking them in the name of Jesus Christ, persecuting them because they live in a country that is Islamic and they are Christians. We thank you, Father, for all the lives that will be saved and the testimonies that will come forth in Jesus' name. We know that there is no power greater than you. And so we bind hatred and murder in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over it worldwide in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And we ask, Father, that you rescue as many of those persons as you are is able in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, and we submerge them under the blood of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the evil that the Taliban brings and other sections and factions and groups in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, there are those that reject Western culture, Father, but that's not an excuse to murder Christians in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father, for your intervention, and we give you praise for it now, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. And we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones, and we bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, in all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. And we bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind the sources of every witchcraft attack in the name of Jesus Christ. And we release the blood of Jesus over the body of Christ. We release the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for protection wherever we are. We thank you for Psalm 91, wherever we are, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says you sent your word to heal them and to deliver them from all their destruction. We thank you for the deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for Omega Man, for his broadcast, for his work in the ministry, for his faithfulness, and for his beautiful family in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Great to be here with you, Dr. Sabrina. And the mic is yours.
Thank you. God bless you. Well, tonight, saints, the Lord wants to talk about overflow. Overflow. In Acts chapter 5, beginning with verse 31. Speaking of Jesus, him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost whom God hath given to them that obey him. The Holy Ghost whom God hath given to them that obey him. Yes, to them that obey him. Ever wonder why you're not as you were when you were first filled with the Holy Spirit? Ever wondered about that? Well, here's a clue. Check out your obedience level. Check out your obedience level. When you first got filled with the Holy Spirit, everything in Jesus was still fresh and new for the most part, and you were excited and expectant and you were giving yourself to the Lord. Are you still that way? Are you still yielded? Or has it become old hat to you? You see, it matters how you feel toward the Lord and how you respond to Him and how you yield to the Holy Spirit. You might find an answer that has eluded you in the past. Once we are willing to make a daily commitment to die to self, once we are willing to make a daily commitment to die to self, yes, that's the flesh and your carnal mind. And to yield yourself to the Holy Spirit as Jesus did, you will discover that just as the Holy Spirit raised Jesus physically from the dead, He will raise you spiritually from death to life, to the abundant life in the Spirit. That's a lot, isn't it? Well, I'll say it again for you. Well, you see, the Holy Spirit got Jesus up out of death. And just as He did that, He will raise you spiritually from death, from having grown cold on the Lord. But you see, you'll have to spend some time seeking the Lord. And you have to be willing to make a daily commitment to die to yourself. That's quite a challenge. Most Christians have never accomplished that. To make a daily commitment and keep it, to die to self. That's right. That's something to keep in mind, saints, you see. Jesus had to do that, and so do we. In Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, it reads, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." You see, most people think they come to the Lord, they figure they've got a few problems. Soon as they think they've got those few solved, they stop pressing into the Lord. But you see, we must seek the face of the Lord continually. There is no let up. There is no vacation. You see, life moves forward, and we move forward with it if we stay with the Lord. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. There is life. There is a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, I mean you have to keep going forward with the Lord. You have to keep growing in faith, growing in trust, growing in steadfastness. You don't vacillate as much as you used to. You don't doubt as quickly as you used to. You're becoming stronger because you've believed the Lord, you've trusted Him, and now you're growing in those areas. You don't give up your hope like you used to. You hold on to it. You realize that it's valuable. Well, what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, through self, what we are without God, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Self. Remember, we talked about that definition for flesh. You know, the way the Lord taught me that was, He said, when I asked Him one day, I said, "Lord, what's the flesh?" He said, "Write the word down." So I did. He said, "Now write it backwards." So I did. He said in some languages, the H is silent. So I crossed through the H, and I had the answer. Self. What usually stands in the way of us doing what God has called us to do. Self. Self and the desires that self has, the goals that self has, the allurements toward the things of the world that self has, those things get in the way of our progress and our forward motion in the things of God. Now, the enemy is going to send you hindrances, but part of our problem is still self. And Jesus is not going to come down from heaven and crucify your flesh. No, that would be your job. That would be my job. That's what we are expected to do. So that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit wants to lead us through this life. He wants to guide us every step of the way. He wants to bring us to the places where God wants to use us, to put us on display so that people can see the character and nature of Jesus Christ in us. He wants to take us to these difficult places that we just don't want to visit in life, but are necessary for others to come to Christ. You see, every life is important, and every life that has come to the Lord is very important, because there are so many that don't know Jesus or anything about him. That's right. They really don't know. So, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That's pretty much what they're caught up in. They've got to go on vacation, and they've got to go swimming, and they've got to plant the flowers, and then it's the vegetable garden. It's not that all these things are terrible or sinful necessarily, but you know, you have to give the Lord the preeminence in your life. He's got to be first. He must needs be first. The Lord and his kingdom have to come first in your life at some point. Everything about your life can't keep coming ahead of the Lord. That's what it meant when it said that he gave his Spirit to those that obey him. We're told that we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our spirit, all of our might, everything. Well, he has to be first. He can't have a back seat to something else in our lives. So, you see, if we want to walk in the overflow of the Spirit of God, first we must be committed to daily crucifying the flesh, denying self, and doing the things that the Lord would have us to do, taking the positions he would have us to take, taking a stand where it might be uncomfortable or unpopular. But the Lord and his kingdom come first. If we want to walk in the Spirit, we have to be so closely associated to Jesus Christ. We can't be running away in shame and embarrassment because we're Christians, you see, simply because it's not popular. At some point, popularity has got to die in importance. And we have got to do what Moses did and consider it to be the better thing, instead of being associated with the world, to be associated with the people of God. I mean, why would you want to go to heaven and you don't really know the God of heaven? You kind of took him for granted while you were here on earth. You pretty much did what you thought you ought to do, and that's about it. That's not the way we're to live. You see, the early Christians didn't do it that way. They gave up everything to be in the kingdom. They gave up every single thing. They lived in caves and in the woods and everywhere. You know, some of us are praying and fasting about worldwide homelessness now. Well, the early Christians were homeless, many of them. They were driven away from the comforts of everyday living. And they had to go in places that they would prefer not to have been, simply for survival purposes. And some of them became martyrs. So you see, we have a lot to be grateful for, but we also need to mature. We need to realize that it's not about this natural life. It's about the life that flows through us when we come into agreement with the Lord, when we allow the Holy Spirit to take our lives and do as He would see fit. When we become those yielded vessels that the Lord so desires, that's when we're doing what we ought to do. So they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They keep that going on all the time, you see. But they that are after the Spirit, their minds and hearts are filled with the things of the kingdom of God. You see, the Bible still says that to be carnally minded is death. And it does work death. Because we know that the carnal mind is at war with God. It doesn't want to let God have His way in our lives. It fights against Him. But when we're spiritually minded, we have life and peace. Peace because we're not struggling anymore. We're not wrestling with the Lord anymore. We've surrendered. We've yielded. And we've received His mercies. Many people spend most of their lives struggling against the things that God wants them to do. And sometimes they just give up. They decide it's just easier to cave in and just do what everyone else does instead of pressing into the things of God. But saints, there's a place in God that if you don't press into it, you will have missed a lot. It's a wonderful place to be. It's not just a place of power and authority. It's a place of grace. It's a place of great love. It's a place of deep-seated joy, knowing that the labor that you do in the Lord is not in vain. It counts for something. It's not just your life here and then it's gone. After you die. No, your life really mattered. It counted for something. It's important to know that. So then they that are in the flesh can't please God. Why? Because they're at war with Him. They're literally fighting against Him. That's not what you come to Christ for. You come to Christ to be in union with Him, not to fight against Him. So, the Bible says that if the Spirit of God dwells in us, then we're not in the flesh anymore, but in the Spirit. But if we don't have the Spirit of God, we're actually none of His at all. So, what does that mean, you say? I heard all that you had to say, but what does that mean? That means there is a life to live on this planet that is far more similar to the life that Jesus lived and the life that Paul lived and the life that Stephen and Peter and so many others lived. That's different from the usual, mundane, it's time to make the donuts life. I think you know what I mean by that. And we can find that life right here on earth. It's not a when we get to heaven. Well, yes, we are going to have a wonderful time then. But there's a wonderful time to have here now. Even in the midst of all the horrible things that are going on in the earth, the Lord is still moving. People are still being saved. People are still being healed. People are still being delivered and set free. God has not stopped. And we should not stop either, you see. So we are encouraged. We are encouraged to put to death our constant concern about all the things that only pertain to this earthly life. Does that mean that we are not supposed to manage the activities of daily living? No, not at all. But those things no longer take first place in our lives. They don't have first place. Our Savior and His kingdom take first place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you see, in Ezekiel chapter 36, the Lord says that He's going to give us a new heart and a new spirit. He's going to put it in us. And He'll take away that hard, stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. He'll give you a heart that He can touch, a heart that's sensitive to Him, a heart that responds to Him. If you want it, if you desire it, if you seek Him, He promises in Joel that He's going to pour His Spirit out upon all flesh. He's still doing it. He has not stopped. He's continuing with that. You see, God's still pouring out His Spirit. He didn't just do it one time and say, okay, that's all. That's all you're going to get. No. It's a continual flow. But you have to go with the flow. The same Spirit that anointed Jesus anoints us for pleasing God in the Spirit daily. The same Spirit. Not a different one, the very same one. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Bible says that we are the temple of the living God. And as God has said, He will dwell in us and walk in us. He will be our God and we will be His people. Well, how are we going to do that? How are we going to do that when all the things of life continually clutter and push their way in? How is this going to happen? Well, you see, Jesus walked in the knowledge of God. God wasn't a foreign entity to Him. He knew that the Father was in Him. And in order for us to walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and I don't mean just we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. No, that's not what I mean at all. I mean the fullness of the Holy Spirit. He flows through us continually, through us and out to others. We literally move and have our being in Him. You say, well, I don't know too many people that do that, I don't guess. Well, don't let it stop you. The Lord says, whatever you ask in faith believing, you shall receive. So if you want to be fully immersed in the Spirit of God, you can be. You can be. So if you choose to walk in the knowledge of God, you can walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit too. It was not just for Jesus or just for Peter or just for Paul. No. It's been made available to every believer. You must live every day of your life in the awareness that Jesus Christ is in you. You are dead and He is now living His life in you. That's a new way of thinking. That's a new way of believing. Most people go around thinking, well, I'm this and I'm that and I'm the other. But no, that's not what the Bible says. You're dead. And Jesus Christ is living his life through you. Through you, others are getting to see what Jesus really is. They're getting to know what it means to be a Christian for real. They've been observing you, as it appears, for some time. They've been watching you and how you behave in different circumstances. And so now they believe that there's something different about you, but they don't know quite what it is. You seem to keep... Use me. Whatever you want to do with my life, you sent me into this life for a specific purpose. Get your money's worth out of me, Lord. Don't let me sit here in this life and just soak up everything that I think I want, and then you get nothing accomplished out of my life. That won't please me, and it won't please you either, Lord. So I humble myself. I surrender myself. I allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in my life. And I obey what he prompts me to do so that other people can look at my life eventually and see Jesus Christ living in me. You see, those people must be drawn. They must be drawn out of the life of sin and out of the world and out of all kinds of things. But something has to get their attention, you see. It's got to be something about us that's different from other people. And there is something different. The Lord lives in us. The Lord lives in us. And so, they need to be able to see the light of God emanating from us. They need to see that we are not moved with every single thing that happens. Oh, did you hear? Thus and so with the pandemic. They need to see us not worried. They need to see us walking strong in faith, believing. People are watching. They're watching us. They always are. They always have been. And most likely until the Lord comes back, they will be. But they've got to have something to see. They've got to see a life that's committed no matter what. They've got to see a life that if Satan pushes back, which he always does, they don't buckle. They stand strong in the Lord, trusting the Lord to keep all of his promises. They can be tested. Yes, we're to be the people that can be tested. Our commitment can be tried and tested, and we can come through. We can come through victorious. Why? Because the victorious one lives in us. The overcomer lives in us. We're not looking to produce it ourselves. We're allowing him to bring it forth in us. It's important. So you see, some people like to tell you that they think they're suffering in the flesh. You know, we have this sickness and disease. And so, no. No, that's the enemy attacking you. Attack back. Bind him in the name of Jesus Christ. Forbid him to continue to harass you. Forbid him to continue to harm you. Stop letting him get away with it. Don't let him walk all over the Jesus in you. You have power and authority over him, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So you stand up. You've got the armor of God. Raise the shield of faith. Don't allow the enemy to just treat you any way he wants. Don't let him get away with that. Jesus, the overcomer, lives in you. Let him stand up in you. Let him make you that overcomer that you need to be. But first, you have to have a mindset. And your mind must say that you are set. Your mind, will, and emotions are set to seek after the things of God. You see, if you have been raised, if you have been risen with Christ Jesus, then you're supposed to be seeking those things which are above. They're supposed to take the forefront. Yes, they're supposed to take the forefront. It's supposed to be your natural for the things of God to take the forefront. Because you have set your affections on things that are above and not things that are on the earth. Your heart, your mind, your will, all of you is involved in Jesus Christ and His kingdom. These things that you see down here on earth, they're just here because you're passing through. You're on your way to someplace else. And so you're not clinging to these things. No, you want to cling to the Lord. But how many people ever do that? How many ever come to the place where they're willing to lay their lives down and say, "Here I am, Lord. Do with me as you see fit. Bring me to the place that I'm fully surrendered, that I want to give my life away to you, Lord, for you to make it what you always wanted it to be. When you thought about me before I was even conceived, you knew what you wanted me to be. Help me to become that. Don't let me shrink from the challenge, Jesus. Let me do what you did. Let me yield. Let me surrender. And let me learn obedience." Yes, obedience is a learned activity. You see, if there is no challenge, you don't really learn it. You just mimic someone else. But there has to be a challenge, so that you have an opportunity to overcome the obstacles. And once you overcome the obstacles, you move on to the next place. And the next place of growth, and the next place of anointing, and the next place of power and strength in God. There's more to it, saints, than what you settled for. And so I'm here tonight to encourage you to go on. Go on to know the Lord. Don't stop here. There's more. There's more. There's more. And there's more. Don't stop here. Don't say, "Okay, this is a nice place," and camp out right there in God. No. Keep going. Don't give up, don't back up, don't quit, don't run away. Keep going, there's more, there's more, there's so much more. So much more. There are new places to get to know the Lord even better in our lives. He allows circumstances that allow us to get to know more of Him. And it comes to the point that that's what we crave, more and more of Him, and less, and less of us. That's where we want to be. We want to be caught up in the Spirit of God. We want to be overtaken by the Spirit of God. We want to overflow in the Spirit of God. We don't just want the baptism with the glossolalia. We don't just want to speak in tongues. No, we want to move in God. Yes. Just as effortlessly as the clouds move through the sky, we want to move in God. We want to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. No room for any other spirit, just the Holy Spirit. We want to be led every moment of our lives to the places we're supposed to be. You remember when Jesus was driven into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil? The Holy Spirit saw to that. He saw to it. And when he did, he left us an example of how to face the devil and how to win and how to overcome and how to be victorious. Just because the Holy Spirit leads you to a place that it's not necessarily comfortable in your mind does not mean that it's not a place of God's miracle working power and creativity in you. He's still working on you. He's still developing you. He's still bringing you forth. Go with him. Don't run from him. Go with him. Well, what am my family going to say? Well, what difference is it going to make? What did his family do to him? They came to get him out of the ministry. And he turned and looked at his disciples and said, "Who are these? These are my brethren. These are my brethren, my mother, father, sister, brother. These that obey the will of my Father. This is my family." So you see, saints, we can't just get the baptism, pray in tongues, and decide, well, this is it. We can hang our hat now. We finally arrived in Christendom, and we got it going on. No, there's more. There's so much more. There's so much more to learn about him. So much more to experience with him here on the planet. Don't grow stale on your love and interest in the Lord. Stir up the gift. Stir it up. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can stir up the gift. You can live in the overflow of the anointing. You don't have to be dead and dry, wondering what happened. No, you can flow in the Holy Spirit. So, saints, it requires that we put to death all of those things in our life that eventually become idolatry. Whatever that might be in your life, you get to put it aside. You get to let it die. And you begin to pick up the life, the abundant, overflowing life that is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as you live this life, others will see Jesus in you. You see, your experience is limited in proportion to the degree of your grasp of God's purpose and plan for your life. The Spirit of the Living God, as you begin to read and study the Word, He'll open the Word up to you, and all of that darkness or failure to understand or comprehend, it goes away. And little bit by little bit, you get more and more revelation of God's plan and purpose for you. And the Spirit of God begins to teach you to learn. You get to grow. You know, it's a sad thing to see Christians that have been Christians for a long time, and they figure there's nothing for them to do but go on to go home. There's no more growth. There's no more development. That's not the truth. That's not the truth at all. It's quite the opposite. We don't ever stop growing. We don't ever stop learning. But it's not until we begin to grasp and lay hold of all these promises by faith that are brought to us, and we begin to experience in possessing them and enjoying them, that others begin to see the real life of Jesus flowing through us. So God doesn't have any plans for defeat for any of us. And as the Holy Spirit begins to reveal to each of us more and more of what God's purpose is for us, you see, we were born to be here during this time, during this season. God has plans for us. We need to be busy about our Father's business. In every trial, in every test, there's victory, but we must find it. We must find it. In every circumstance, there's a place to overcome, but we must find it. Amen? We must accept it by faith and then act. And then as we go forward, trusting the Lord, we'll come into experiences that bring these promises into full reality in our lives. So, saints, I want to encourage you tonight to not just sit there and watch the world go by and shake your head and say, Lord, they need help. No, you're part of God's solution. You're part of God's response. Grow. Seek his face. Call on the Lord. He has need of you. The Master has need of you. And he has a need for you to overflow in his spirit of love. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who heard this message tonight. And I ask you to stir up your spirit within them and cause them to reach out, Lord, to reach out once again, to press past the things of this life, that they might receive greater revelation and understanding and comprehension of where they are to be and what they are to be doing in this end time season, in this crucial season. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the grace. And we thank you for the revelation. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Powerful word tonight with Dr. Sabrina Sessions. Dr. Sabrina, what do you want to title this for the archive tonight?
Overflow.
Sounds good to me. Now, amen. I want you to tell people about Miracle Internet Church, the radio broadcast also, and how they can support your ministry.
Well, Miracle Internet Church is worldwide. It's a worldwide ministry. And we are live on the air on Wednesdays and Fridays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States, and Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States. And for those that are in different time zones, each one of our broadcasts can be recast from our website. Our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Our website is a full ministry website. We have a link to giving. We have PayPal. You may mail us a blessing, a contribution, a gift, a donation. We have the address on the website. And you may pray for us in the name of the Lord Jesus as the Holy Spirit leads. That's always a blessing. That's a coveted blessing. And we encourage you to come up and listen. Yes, we do deliverance. We are a deliverance ministry. Yes. We are a miracle ministry. Yes. We are a teaching ministry. Yes. We do it all. Jesus did it all, and so do we. And we get results. That's right. No, we do not ask you to give us all the money you have just to get delivered. No. You come up and you ask us to pray for you, we will pray, just as Jesus did. Freely we have received, freely we give. But yes, we do need supporters. And so we covet your loving support. Our website again is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And we have an app in your app store under Miracle Internet Church. And you are free to peruse our website. We have newsletters. We have ebooks. We have a complete ministry for you to delve into so that the Lord can make you the saint that he's always wanted you to be. We love you. We love Omega Man. God bless you. And we so enjoy sharing this time of fellowship in the Word with you. Amen.
Amen. We love you too, Dr. Sabrina, and all of Miracle Internet Church. Folks, if you're in Jacksonville, you can get out there and be part of the church, and anywhere in the world, right on the phone or the internet. With that, Dr. Sabrina, we love and appreciate you. And get me some dates for September. I'm looking forward to having you back on.
Yes, sir. God bless you and your lovely family. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Good night.
Friends, good evening. We've got another show coming up. We're going to have Dr. Jonathan Hansen coming up at 10 p.m. And MixLR is just acting up tonight. I don't know what's going on. Let me close that and we'll be right back.